Oh my God, this is taking forever.
Hey.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh my gosh, I don't know what was going on with that.
So, send you a photo to use for the flyer thing.
Yeah, send me a photo for the flyer thing, and also I want to know how you want to be introduced, like your credits and stuff.
Darby, introducing me as Darby. She just released a new album called Okay Baby Until Tomorrow. She's an actress as well as musician. Was on The Voice. Just that rundown of things.
Okay, and what was the name of the album again?
Okay Baby Until Tomorrow.
Okay Baby Until Tomorrow. And also, I'll just tell them to follow you at Darby Ann Walker on both Instagram and Twitter.
Yep.
Okay, and let's see. I guess I should also mention that we were in the park and that we did a podcast 4 hours long that I didn't want to edit.
Perfect.
And that's the reason we did this one. So, all right.
Perfect.
All right. Well, I have everything I need. I hope you have a good night.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
It's the lies we tell. It's the lies we tell.
Yeah, I got here and I was like, you're shitting me, right? You're shitting me. Great.
Yeah, but I did think having this in the park with you kind of fit your personality for some reason.
It does, because I could live in a park and I look like I already do live here.
It does look like I'm interviewing a homeless person right now.
You are. Hi, you are. If anyone wants to adopt me.
She was sleeping in her car when I got here.
Oh my God. I walked over to the bathroom over there and these parents were just like staring me down. And then when I walked out of the bathroom, the parents had like a security person just watching me. And I was like, there's
I bet
security.
It's the shirt. The shirt's pretty bad.
Okay. It's not my shirt and it's not my sweatpants. These are my friends. And
you have a big friend. This is a big friend you got.
No, it's just someone who likes comfortable clothing. Whenever her family goes on vacation these past couple years, they write down the vacation that they go on and like all of that. And that's the shirt that she gave me to wear.
That's like a church shirt.
Well, my favorite thing is if someone came up to me and asked me about it, I couldn't.
I was just taking a picture.
I couldn't even explain it. That's the picture I'll use.
Yeah, that's the picture I use.
The truth behind Darby. She's actually a fucking mess. She sleeps in her car and wears other people's family vacation t-shirts.
I love how you kicked off your shoes. Are those your shoes?
Yes, these are
mine. Okay.
Who knows at this point? It makes me feel better. I got them for $2 at Goodwill.
Oh, I was going to say, those also do not fit you. Those really do look like some...
They're dad shoes.
Yeah.
Or grandma.
What are they called? Walk Lane?
Walking Tone.
Walking Tone.
These are like shoes that like housewives wear when they go grocery shopping to feel like they're working out.
Oh, like those Skecher pump things?
Yeah, this is the off-brand version of that.
Wow. Darby.
I'm really killing it.
Dude, a lot's gone downhill since the last time we met.
Holy, look. It says patent pending. These shoes aren't even actually out for sale anymore. I've never seen shoes with that written on the bottom.
I've never seen that. Let me see it again.
Look, patent pending right over there.
Where? Oh, it does say
it says on the bottom in rubber, patent pending.
Looking at them, did you get those because they were the only shoes they had?
No.
In your size? Or did you get them because
you're
like, hey,
really
I like the way
really
this
sad looks? Thing?
Yeah.
So I was in Goodwill and I was like, I want to be trendy. Everyone's wearing like big white tennis shoes right now. Like, fuck
yeah,
it.
But not like that.
No, not like this at all. Not like this at all. And they had two pairs of white shoes there in my size, so I just bought both of them. But these are the tennis shoes that won because they're comfy.
Okay.
And the other ones, I'm pretty sure, were like an 80-year-old woman's. Wow. Like they just, you know how those shoes look, grandma shoes?
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
Not the cute kind?
Yeah, like the old nurse kind?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Right on the money. Yeah, I own those.
Do you really?
No, I have them. I don't know why I bought them, but I was like, I can't leave without them.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, my grandma was a nurse, and she had just a bunch of those ugly shoes. They were supposed to be white, but they ended up being beige from all the cigarette smoke in the house. Or like a yellow.
I would like her, I think.
I don't know. She didn't like much of anybody. She didn't like me at all.
Oh.
No, she liked... Man. Dude, she was supposed to babysit me one time, and she locked me out of the house for 4 hours.
Okay. Is it bad that I respect that? Like,
no, now I totally get it. I don't want to be around kids either.
My dad, when I was growing up, my dad's rule was if the sun was out, we were not allowed to be in the house because children are supposed to be outside during the day.
I feel like we kind of had that rule, too.
I think a lot of Southern kids grew up with that rule.
You stayed out until lightning bugs were in the air.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then if you went inside at any point in the day, I don't know. I just got these looks of shame, and then I'd be asked questions, and then I'd be like, all right, scat. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing in here?
What are you doing in here? Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah. You're up to something.
What are you doing in here?
Yeah. You just go outside, just not get blamed for stuff that happens in the house while you're gone.
The funny thing is, too, if you do anything outside, they don't care. Like, inside, I get a glass of water as a kid, and they'd be like, okay, what? But outside, I'm pretty sure I could have, keyed someone's car, and they would have been like, oh, busy day.
Dude, perfect example of my parents being hypocritical as a kid. I collected knives as a kid, when my dad got me collecting
knives
and stuff.
I'm glad we're in a public place.
Yeah, but this is just pocket knives type thing. Pocket knives with Mickey Mouse or something like that on. So I would go outside and just stab trees and throw it in the dirt and stuff. And my parents were fine with that. But the moment I step in my closet and start stabbing the drywall, they got a problem with it.
I've got a couple questions.
Go for it.
Okay. I've never been a young boy, so I don't know what it feels like.
It's a lot of pent-up stab.
I was about to say, I've never had the urge to stab anything.
Oh, dude, I'd stab trees, drywall, anything I could.
I was the lame person who, if I saw someone carving in a tree, I'd be like, stop, that's bad for the bark. That was me.
Oh, you're Miss Fern Gully.
I was just like, everything. I cried when they cut down, my neighbor's tree. No, our tree. His name was Mr. Tree.
Do you name the tree?
No, this one. Okay, this tree. Him? I have my sister to back me up on this. I'm not crazy. I'm not making it up.
You're dressed like this, you can't say I'm not crazy. This is exactly what a crazy person would wear. What are these? Old Nate? What's
that
say? No,
they're pink. These are Victoria's.
It says Love Pink.
Love Pink. These are some pretty cute name brand sweatpants.
That's how you know you're poor, when you say name brand. We're going to the outlet so we can get some name brand.
So I was talking to this other social media influencer person, and I'm like, help, what do I do? And she's like, tag where you get all your clothes, tag the brands so they can repost. And all of my clothes, for the most part, are from garage sales or thrift stores. And so I'm
just
like,
tag Goodwill.
If Goodwill's, I already have Waffle House behind me. They follow me.
Nice.
They love me. If I could get Goodwill behind me, I'm now the people's trash princess.
Oh, wow.
Not even trash. I'm so proud of my clothes. I don't even mean that. I love what I wear. And I would be honored. Goodwill, sponsor me. If anyone that works there listens to this, thank you.
No, I've been to the Goodwills out here. T-shirts are $4.50.
That's why I don't shop at Goodwills in LA. I go back to Georgia.
Yeah, where everything's 65 cents or something.
So I bought those tennis shoes, and I bought, those big freaking jugs that truckers have in their cars so they don't have to get more drinks and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. A Mr. Freeze or something like that.
It looks like a miniature
cooler. 62-ounce drink.
I bought one of those, too. I used one of those. And my family was like, that's a little questionable. Why would you do that? And I was like, but why wouldn't I?
Because you could probably get them for just the same price at the gas station.
I paid $1.
Oh, well, no. They probably cost $6.99 is what I'm guessing.
I always remember teachers having that back in Georgia. I don't know.
I remember people in hospitals would have them.
I've not spent much time in hospitals.
Oh, dude, I spent a lot of time in hospitals.
Wow, it's getting dark.
Oh, well, my dad was a pastor. And that, too. I have, a lot of family and stuff. But my dad was a pastor of an older church, so people, died every week. So I was, at a funeral or...
No wonder you were stabbing trees.
Yeah, I had to get it out.
You're really selling religion on me.
Yeah, nah.
You're really selling it.
Well... Old church, they will die out. That's why they got to get that new blood. That's why they're always trying to put drums and stuff.
I respect everyone's right to have whatever they believe in. That's fine. But also, off the record, on the record, I don't really care. People are freaking crazy. I don't know. The Bible, I had someone in my family, actually, who told me that we were going to go to hell. And she believed that a whale talked to a person and all. She took the Bible literally.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think that a lot of people did. And I'm now realizing people do. And I'm
yeah,
wait.
I didn't realize that either. Even as growing up in it. I thought we all knew these were metaphors.
We all, I'm a kid, but like, we all know this, right?
Yeah.
No, people are crazy.
I even thought, like, I always thought of it like this, like when they would talk about like creation or whatever, Adam and Eve and all that stuff, and how he was like God created. I'm like, yeah, but that's probably something like he made up just so, you know, he wouldn't have to explain evolution to some people that are don't even have like cars yet.
My thing is, the Bible has been written and rewritten so many times. There's so many editions. It's so old. Like, I would have loved to have read the original draft. What was the first draft of that like?
And then, oh, no, it probably wasn't in English, so I would have had a tough go at it.
In my mind, I assume English has been around forever.
It's only been in English the whole time.
That's true. Jesus wasn't speaking English.
No. He wasn't white.
What were they speaking?
Arabic, I think, or something around there. I don't know. We should probably not talk about the Bible because I'll make myself look real stupid.
I'm going to make people hate me, so it's fine. Let's talk about one of my lies instead.
One of your lies?
Yeah, because I want to start. Well, I think it's a good segue.
Okay, well, what was like a lie you told when you were younger? Like,
when
younger? Yeah, we'll start from like childhood and then move up.
I don't know if this counts as a lie, but I will count it as a lie. After the first day of kindergarten, I decided that I would forever hate school, which stayed very true.
After one day?
All it took was one day. Did it take you more than one day to realize it was a joke? Because I was like, y'all are making macaroni necklaces. What am I doing here? I could be outside. I had reduced lunches in middle school, so I would just hit that nacho bar every day, and I was content.
Oh, a nacho bar?
We had a nacho bar.
We had a poor man's line. It was $1.10 for everything. It was $1.50 if you got two chocolate milks.
Well, oh my gosh. That was actually, too, one of the reasons. So, like, my mom taught at the school that I went to.
Mm-hmm.
And after the first day, you know, we get in, we're supposed to go to class. And I decided I was not participating in school. And I hid behind my mom's mini fridge in a cabinet for hours. So everyone was freaking out. They were getting ready to call the police. Everyone was looking for me in the school. They had no idea where I disappeared to. And then I got hungry, so I came out.
Did you sneak out, though? Like,
No, not at all.
Or you're just like, oh, it's hot. I gotta get out.
I was just like, I need some food.
How long were you in there?
Hours.
How many hours?
Okay.
Because as a kid, maybe 1 hour was like a long
time. No, I remember it was hours because my mom looked at me thinking that I was possibly murdered or kidnapped. Or like, they'd been looking for me. They're getting ready to call the cops. Like, I had been gone. No one could find me. Well, see, my real prime, like the time in my life where I lied was high school. That was when I had to lie.
Yeah.
Because my mom was strict. So the first night I ever got drunk in my life.
Yeah.
It was the first party I'd ever went to. I probably had maybe what would be considered a shot of whiskey and a shot of tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And was fucking gone. And so we end up at this church. I try running away, all this stuff. My twin looks at me before we get in my mom's car, and she's prepping me, and she's like, now keep your fucking mouth shut. Do not blow this for us. I will end you. Like, or maybe I was just drunk. Maybe she wasn't that mean. I don't know. But we get in the car, and my mom's like talking to us and asking if we drank. And we're like, no, us? Huh, we hate alcohol. What is that? And I walk in my house. I run to my room. I throw open a laundry basket, and I look my mom in the eye the next morning when she asks me if I drank at all. And I say, what? Why would you even ask me that question? There's one that's actually disgusting.
Oh, that's the one I want to hear.
It came back up the other day. So I think it was the summer before I was starting junior year. Mm-hmm. I stayed home for like a couple weeks by myself. My family was across the country and I had the entire house. And I'd not smoked weed and done all that yet. And I got very scared that my mom might drug test me. So
did she say she was going drug test you?
No, I just had a feeling that I was paranoid.
You got high and thought you were going to get drug tested?
Uh-huh. So
from your mom who never drug tested you before.
I peed in a cup and I hid that cup of pee.
Wait, she hasn't even asked for it yet?
No, hold on. Hold on.
I'm just trying to catch up.
Hold on. So before my crazy, like, adventurous... All right, I'm going to let loose and live these next 2 weeks. Freedom! I peed in a cup and I hid that cup of pee and completely forgot about
it. Did you put it in the refrigerator?
No, I hid it in a part of a closet in my room behind another door.
Oh, okay.
I forgot about it. I found that cup of pee. a couple days ago. There's no more pee in it.
Wait, a couple days ago?
Yeah, because I remembered it because I was trying to think of lies that I told. And I was like, oh. I was like, I wonder if that's still there.
How and many years has that pee been there?
Like 3 years. No, the pee, I guess pee evaporates. I don't know. There was like some what looked like used to be mold, but I don't know what it is now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
3 year old pee.
Yeah. My mom never drug tested me.
Okay, wait. Hold on. So you peed preemptively before you smoked weed and put it in a cup and you hid that in your room.
In case my mom were to drug test me when she got home.
You would have some clean pee. That's smart.
I'm not an idiot.
But I think you had to put it in a refrigerator.
Well, I tried my best. I didn't know. I was honestly terrified. And then the day my family was driving back to come home, I look at my friend Katie, who was basically living at the house and getting into trouble with me. And I was like, let's go out with a bang. Let's drive your car that your parents won't let you drive anyone else in to Venice Beach and smoke weed there. And she was like, oh, my God. Okay, let's do it. And, like, we think we're so bad. And, like, my mom's getting calls because she wouldn't tell me when she was going to be back that day. Yeah. So that was the flaw in my plan. So we, as soon as we get to Venice, my mom gets a call. And she's like, I'm on the freeway. We're, like, an hour out. Can you go pick up this, 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 and this at the store? And I was like, yeah, I can totally do that because I'm at home.
Yeah.
So we ran back. We pulled into the driveway, like, 2 minutes before my mom got back, and she never found out. I told her about that lie the other night, and she was like, I don't know if my mom's disappointed or happy that I'm telling her things, so who knows?
I think she's probably more did she ever just walk in your room? She's like, it smells like piss in here, and
no!
I can't figure out what it is.
No.
Because it's evaporating into the air, so it's going to be stinking the air up.
To be fair, my room probably just smelled because I was a gross person. Like, I just leave the laundry. Yeah. I'm not gross. I'm making myself sound terrible. I take showers and I'm responsible.
Just not today.
Just not today. Shut up. Yeah, just not today. Today I'm definitely homeless.
No, dude, I've definitely gone like 2 or 3 days without taking a shower since I've been here. I've just been like either so busy or, and plus I found out about dry shampoo and like I just.
It's a game changer.
Dude, that's like a no shower week for Jason if he's got a brand new bottle.
My sad thing is I can say that I think it was maybe 2 months ago that I went for 5 days without showering just because I forgot.
Yeah.
Because that happens.
Yeah, I just came off of day three. I had to wake up early to take a shower.
It's just like showering takes a lot of effort too. I think I'm the only person that I'm like, oh, I should shower.
Same. I've got to where I want to take cold showers. I think those make my skin feel better.
I think you might be a sociopath now. I actually do. I'm connecting the dots. I think you're a sociopath.
No, not like super cold ones, but just ones that are just a little bit below warm. Like, because I feel like hot dries out my skin and I itch throughout the day. So I've been trying to do cold showers and I feel like it's been working.
Oh, so if you feel better, then good for you.
Yeah, but it could be a psychological thing. I could be losing
placebo.
My mind. Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I definitely
think I always feel like I'm falling for a placebo type thing. So I'm like, nothing ever works for me.
I used to believe in my mind if I thought one thing, I would get the opposite. So I would, in my mind, be like, well, if that's the way it is, then I'm going to think that I want the opposite.
Oh,
that way
dude.
I
had that same thing, except like the first thing I thought wouldn't come true and the second thing I did would.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you'd purposely think of things first and then the thing that you wanted second.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird the mind games we play with ourselves?
Yeah, I'm like, I played baseball and stuff, and like, I was just very superstitious about that too. I got good like the last couple years. Like, I sucked for like 12, 13 years, and then it just clicked one day, and I was like pretty good. And so, like, I had these, I had some Nike cleats that my mom and dad bought me, and I couldn't wear those. I had to wear these cheap Kmart cleats that I had. Because, like, I started getting good in those cleats.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So and then every time I went up to bat when I was in the batter's box, I'd have to close my eyes and, like, play with the top of the bat a certain way just so I could hit it. It was really weird. I was superstitious. I'm not anymore.
I'm trying to think if I ever had any things like that, and I'm sure I did.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Like, baseball players are always superstitious for some reason.
I've never met a baseball player that I thought was a normal person, and I'm just being honest.
I'm
just being honest.
I hate to break it to you.
I hate to break it to you, but like every single adult or teenage baseball player, like who like is like getting good at it or think they're good at it, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I'm different than those guys. Like, I know who you're talking about. I never felt like I fit in, like, with any certain group. I kind of just went among, like, a bunch of them. I wasn't, like, not popular, but I wasn't super popular either. I just, like, went with different groups. I'd get tired of people. I'm still like that. I only can have five best friends at a time. Or five friends that I talk to.
You knock someone out of the group if they don't make the cut anymore?
Pretty much. Like, I'll call and ask you to hang out twice, and if you say no both times, out of the group.
Are you serious?
Yeah. For sometimes. Because usually it's like if I call you and two times or something and you don't want to hang out, I'm like, all right, well, they're busy, so I'm going to wait. And then when I wait, like weeks or whatever, I forget about them, then I'm on to a new friend.
I don't have the heart, like...
I'm not friends with them, but they're out of the inner circle.
No. I feel that. I have an inner circle. And then I have people that I call acquaintances.
Yeah.
And it's like there's some people, and I feel like this is everyone, but like there's just some people who I will always be nice to, but every time they ask to hang out, I'm always busy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm like that too.
Or people live far away.
Yeah, people live far away here. Like my friend Joe, like he's like one of my best friends, and he's 15 minutes from me, but I'd been in my head it's 45. And I'm just like, I'm not hanging out.
I just
there.
Can't.
One time we had gone like two or three times and we like tried to hang out and it just didn't work out. So one day we were both like really tired and we ended up FaceTiming each other, just like talking and just feel like this counts as hanging out, right?
We basically did it.
Yeah. I've never FaceTimed another dude besides my dad before. It was very weird for me.
Yeah. I always feel like the positioning's awkward. Like I'm holding this camera and you're just going to see me laying down or sitting down or sitting. Like what are we doing?
Me and Bailey FaceTime a lot, but we haven't that much recently. To me, I feel awkward on FaceTime. I don't like holding my phone out like. I just don't like doing that. Like, I'm not a big fan of talking to myself in general.
I feel like I'm always looking at myself more than I am the person because I'm like, wow, I look like shit in this front camera.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
So it defeats the entire purpose
in
the first place. Or have you, okay, I think the other most uncomfortable, awkward thing to me is like when you're FaceTiming like either a boyfriend or something like that and then they want to like, I don't know, get naked.
Oh, I've never had... I never did that
happened to me one time.
They want to get naked or they want you to get naked?
They want to like, maybe it's just because I'm not a prude. I just get shy. I guess instead of sexting, you're like sex video chatting.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay, I get it.
It was just awkward and bad. It was just bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any good angles that are going to come over on that phone.
No. I honestly, too, I think the government is watching our phones at all times. So
oh,
I'm
for
like,
sure.
This
for sure.
No one ever needs to see this.
Yeah, for sure. I don't keep anything on my phone.
No. My little sister was like a couple weeks ago. She asked to borrow my phone to Google something, and I think porn or something came up. And so she taught me how to use private browsing because I didn't even know how to do that. And she's like, Darby, you should really...
To me, why do I need private browsing? Like, I'm not... Nobody gets my...
I'm not trying to hide anything.
Nobody gets my phone. Nobody gets my phone but me.
See, I'm not even that way. I'm like, yeah you can Google it, but, like, if you see something, don't judge me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or, like, I had another... That happened with another person, and I was looking up bot fly removal.
What?
Okay, so there's these flies in South Africa that burrow into people's skin and lay eggs or animal skin. And I found this guy who's a vet, and he just has tons of videos popping these flies out of dogs, and I'm addicted.
Oh, are you one of those people that likes...
Pimple popping?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Dr. Pimple Popper is my girl.
Oh, that's a thing?
She has her whole channel. She's a doctor, and, like, she has this great office, and she videotapes her clients, and, like, she'll talk you through the whole thing and make jokes, and she's so cute. And, like, you love her personality, but you're also watching shit come out of people's faces, and it's just a win-win.
Oh, my God. I'm going to use one of those for follow that. I think that's what I'm going to do. That sounds great.
It's so good and disgusting.
Have you ever seen that video of a guy getting, like, he hadn't picked his nose in, like, a year or something? And they pull out this huge, like, nostril-filled booger. It was really crazy.
I'm going to look it up, but that's
disgusting. Yeah, it looked relaxed. Like, everybody was...
Did he choose, like, did he on purpose not pick his nose for
I don't
just
know
to see?
That.
Because who doesn't pick their nose?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know, but it was just like, God, that is crazy. It's like part of his brain came out. It was disgusting.
I feel like that would hurt. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of hairs in there. That's don't know. That's a rough situation.
Body fluids are gross. You know what my, I can tell you my worst lie.
Your worst lie? Did you get caught?
No, but I told my mom, I think I told my mom about it the other day. I don't know. It was the day after my grandma died. For real. Not lying this time. The day after my grandma died. And I told my mom I needed to borrow the car to go do yoga because I was just so upset and needed to relax. And instead, I drove to my boyfriend at the time's house and decided that that was the day I was going to lose my virginity. And, like, it was in my head. It was a plan. And that's that's a whole nother story. But I remember getting home that night feeling like a terrible human being. My mom's like, how was yoga? Looks like you got a good workout. You're all sweaty. And I was like, yo, yoga was great. That, I think that's like my, that's the one that I feel the worst about.
Yeah.
Because I was like, my grandma just died. I'm upset. I'm an angsty teenager. And I was mad because my twin lost her virginity before me. So I was like, I'm behind.
Wow. How long did she lose it before you? Like, was it like a long time or did you?
A couple months.
Oh, that's not that long.
In twin moments?
Twin moments?
When you're like that competitive in that age? Yeah. And you know the funny thing is, everyone always thought that I was the wild child and Darby's the this and Darby's the that. And my twin did everything before me. So she could get away with everything, but everyone was always suspicious of me.
Yeah. And well, like you probably just gave away that you were doing bad stuff.
But like my thing of bad stuff, that's the other thing. It's like my bad stuff isn't even bad stuff.
No, not really.
I was the like...
For a Christian household, that's some Satan getting in.
For a Southern Christian household,
yeah, no, that's some
I would
Satanism.
Be an anarchist.
Oh, my God. Don't even come over to my house with black fingernails or black lipstick.
I wasn't allowed to have blue fingernail polish.
Oh, really?
My mom said it looked like dead people. Like a dead person's finger. I also... I wasn't allowed to say, oh, snap.
Why?
Because my mom's like, we all know what it means, and it just sounds bad. Or when I wasn't allowed to say stupid.
Oh, does old snap mean old shit?
I guess so. I'd be like,
oh,
but that's
know.
How Raven said it. And I was of that era.
Yeah.
And so I'd be like, oh, snap. You know, I'm just trying to copy her and feel cool.
Yeah.
And my mom would just look back and be like, don't say that. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah.
What else were you not allowed to say?
My mom for a couple of years was super strict as a kid. And that's why having a little sister sucked because she got to do everything. Like, there was when our bedtime was 8 o'clock. This didn't last long, but like I remember laying in bed in my house back in Georgia and I'd be like, the sun is still out, why am I sleeping? We weren't allowed to drink soda for a couple years.
You were allowed?
We're not allowed to drink soda. And
I can see that's her being like sensitive to your health,
I guess.
Your health
the
needs.
Thing that pissed me off the most, my biggest gripe in my childhood would be the Christmas. Do you remember when iPod Nanos came out?
I do.
Okay, that is all I wanted.
I got mine free with my Mac that I got in college.
They gave you a free iPod?
Yeah, when you bought a laptop, they gave you a free iPod.
I feel like that would never happen anymore.
Yeah, maybe not.
You
get like 100.
Who buys iPods anymore?
Yeah, nobody. They don't even make them anymore. They quit making them.
Of course.
Yeah, there's no need.
Why do you need one when you have a phone?
Yeah.
Anyways, my aunt got my twin and I the new iPod Nanos for Christmas, and I was stoked. And my mom made us give her them back because she said we were not allowed to have technology yet.
Oh my goodness.
Fast forward 4 years, my little sister is now the same age that we were, and my mom buys her an iPod Touch for Christmas. And I think I locked myself in the bathroom and cried. I pitched a fit. I was so upset.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Oh.
Did she save those iPod Nanos for when you were allowed to? Or?
No. We had to just give them back to my aunt. My aunt had to return them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But to be fair, like, I can't say that. My aunt, I don't know if my aunt will ever listen to this, so I can't say what I was going to say.
Oh, it's fine. I would think that I would be the type of aunt that would just be like, all right, I'm going to go unpackage it, and I'm just going to hand it to you on our table, and you just like... Then it's like a special gift that's like bad.
Even if
but
that
it's not.
Happened,
yeah,
I was too scared of getting in trouble.
Oh, dude, that would I think that would make something fun for a kid, is to be like think that they're doing something really bad, and like just help, like just
How
do
would
that.
I have bought music? I did not have an income.
Oh, I guess you. Well, I never bought music when I filled up my iPod. I just like torrented it. I think I would steal music. Yeah.
See, I've done that, but I can't do that anymore.
I don't do it anymore. I pay for services now.
I'm an adult. I pay for services now. Yeah. I take that. I don't pay for all services. I definitely don't use... I don't have my own Netflix account. I use others. I definitely don't do that, but...
Yeah, I've paid for... It's about... It seems like all my subscriptions and everything comes out to about $150 or something.
A month?
A month. Or no, Hug maybe no. closer to $100. $100, yeah. But I'm buying like... I have Adobe, I have Netflix, Hulu,
oh,
HBO.
Oh, okay, so things that are like actual things that are important for use in life. And
yeah, but they're still subscriptions that are like a monthly thing. And I like added them up and I was like, oh my God, I got to end some of these. It's like, how much do I use Prime? How much?
How much?
And it turns out quite a bit, quite a bit.
Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
I never...
I buy stuff all the time there. Like if I... toilet paper or something
like... You get
that
like off of Amazon Prime?
Yeah, dude. If I don't have time to go to the store or don't want to, I'll have it delivered to my house and I'll just pick it up at the door. Well, next time I'm home.
I don't know whether to think that that's incredibly smart or be like, wow.
That's lazy.
That's lazy.
It doesn't cost me that much more. I think it's like a... It might cost me a dollar more, but to me, I'm saving money because I'm saving time.
But what are you doing with your time when you're at home?
I'm not home yet. So I'm this I'm out.
Fair. Okay.
I'm out doing stuff, and like I order it like while I'm like waiting in line at the doctor or something, have it dropped off. Then go do all my other stuff. Then when I get home, I have toilet paper.
Oh my gosh. That's smart.
Yeah.
I should have done that while I was living in New York, because going to the store felt like preparing for war.
Yeah.
I
don't like going to the store. I feel like I have to go for every little thing.
Try going to the store when it's like 30 degrees and there's a blizzard outside and you have to take two trains to get there. And then you have to wait in a line that will wrap around the entire store and then take two trains carrying all your groceries back and then walk back to your house in the snow.
Oh my God. All that for Top Ramen?
All that for freaking Top Ramen, man.
That's gross.
All that. My favorite part about living in New York was that the cheap, affordable place to shop was Trader Joe's.
Yeah, it's kind of cheap here, too. It's like more affordable. There's an Aldi, but you have to drive like 30-something minutes or something.
I don't even know what that is.
Aldi's is owned by Trader Joe's, and it's like they have like organic stuff, but it's like super cheap. It's like thrift store cheap.
Beautiful. Yeah. That sounds like my kind of place.
Yeah, you would like it. It's like the 99-cent store for food.
I do buy food at the 99. And then I'm like, how far can I push my stomach? How strong am I really?
Ooh, you're what trying to kill yourself. Is
no,
what's going
I'm
on.
Trying to. Here's my problem. I spend a lot of money. But not on the things I probably should be spending money on.
Like clothes.
Like, I buy clothes. I go on trips all the time. Mm. Or, like, I'm spending money on my music, which is super freaking expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I guess I care about what people think of me, but also you can clearly tell that I don't.
Yeah.
At
today's
all.
The first, like, really, I don't think she cares what anybody at the park thinks.
No. My sister used to be embarrassed to go to places with me. Like, because if I was going to this, like, I look borderline homeless all the time.
Yeah, I used to wear an oversized Tasmanian Devil t-shirt all the time. Favorite t-shirt.
Your 9/11 t-shirt is still,
yeah,
I think, one of the best t-shirts I've seen.
I really like that shirt.
It's a really good shirt.
And it's the reason I like, did you know the story behind it?
No.
Okay, so 9/11 happened, right? And my parents took me to a fish camp, like the next night. It was either the 12th or the 13th. I think it was the 12th.
Fish camp?
Yeah, fish camp. Or it's like a fish fry. It's like they only serve like fish fry.
So you're not even catching the fish? You're just...
No, it's like you're just a sit-down restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking camp. You went to camp that's like...
Oh, no.
I'm like, wow, 9/11 happens, then you go to fish camp.
That does... Wow, that does sound like my accent would do. No, but it's like they just fry fish and have hush puppies and stuff.
That sounds great.
Yeah, so we were there, and I just remember it being really quiet. Like, everybody was, like, really sad. And then I remember looking up at the cash register, and I saw these shirts, and it had an eagle, an American flag, and the Twin Towers burning. And the eagle had a tear in his eye, and it said, never forget, or whatever. And I was like, somebody had to have made that shirt.
Immediately.
Like, immediately they made it.
They're like, tragedy? I can make money off this.
Yeah, for sure. And so I just always remembered that shirt. I was like, oh my God. I was like, it just made me feel like everybody's terrible. But they were selling
Did
like
hotcakes.
Did
you ask your parents to buy that shirt?
No, I didn't. No, this is what happened. So those things sold like hotcakes. Like,
people were buying them?
Yeah, people were buying them left and right on September 12th. like at this fish camp.
So fucked.
People were waiting in line to get those things. And no, I thought about that again like a month or two ago, and I started looking on eBay and kept looking on eBay, and then finally one of them like showed up.
So you're the proud owner of a limited edition 9/11
fish camp t-shirt.
Fish camp t-shirt.
Yes.
How proud do you feel? Because I would feel really proud.
Dude, I paid way too much for that thing. You want to know how much I paid for an 11-year-old t-shirt?
How much?
$25.
And in your head, the whole time you were making that purchase, you were probably standing behind it 10,000%.
I still stand behind it. I stand behind that one, and I stand behind my velvet Jesus. I walked into...
Wait. Like, shirt?
No, a velvet Jesus, like, painting.
Oh,
like, it's a huge painting. Okay, so I walked into this thrift store, and I saw this huge velvet Jesus, Pantene Pro-V Jesus. He had beautiful hair, and I saw it, and I was like... And I just got some cash back on a Verizon gift card or something. I had like $50. And I was like, how much is that? And they said $50. I was like, take it off the card. And I like tuck it home. It's been in every apartment I've had except this one in L.A.
So you like your Velvet Jesus?
I love my Velvet Jesus. The story behind Velvet Jesus is why it's special. It's because it self-heals. Dude, it's crazy.
What do you mean?
This is nuts, and like there's probably a rational explanation for it. But I was moving from apartment to apartment in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I put the Velvet Jesus painting on a box, and it stretched out his foot because it, like, got hot and wet on the corner and stretched out the foot, and it was, like, ruined. It, like, ruined the fabric. I was like, ah. Then when I got to my new apartment, I felt so bad about it, but I didn't want to throw it away, so I put it behind the couch. And then it, like, stayed there for the winter, and then I remembered it. I was like, I need to take that and throw it out. It's been here too long. And then I pulled it out, and it's been fixed.
You're going to – I think – do I need to go to church now? Do I need to –
No, I'm sure it had something to do with, like, the heat being on or something.
No, I'm sure Jesus himself lives inside that velvet painting. And he was like, I will heal.
It'll take
me 6 months.
My miracles
will happen.
Yeah, but I thought – I was like, what? That's crazy. And so I've just kept it for that
story.
Can
I ask an honest question?
Yeah.
That is probably going to make me look stupid, but I don't care. Is Jesus, like, never mind. I'm
no,
not
go
ask
ahead.
That.
God
and Jesus aren't the same person, right? Or are they? Because I thought they were for the majority of my life.
No, they're not.
Great.
It's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And
so it's God the Father.
Who's God's dad?
We don't know. We haven't looked.
That's a really big hole in the story that
yeah,
no one
but
seems
you know
to
what?
Care
they
about.
Didn't have ancestry DNA back then,
oh,
so
man.
Like we
they
only
they
got. That's as far back as we can go.
Yo, God, can you spit in this cup for me? We need to figure out who your daddy is. What if God put on Maury? You know Maury?
Yeah.
And like they just brought out people, and they're like, "You are God's dad."
It's just Hercules and Jesus.
That is one episode of Maury I would watch. I would
yeah,
watch it.
I'd watch it. But there's an air horn. what is that even for? Is they got a, I don't know what they have going on.
Fake hockey thing going
on.
Oh,
fake hockey. And yeah, but anyway, so yeah, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I'm not sure what the Holy Spirit is. I think he's a ghost. I'm not sure.
So your dad was a pastor.
Yeah, but I've like
know.
Kind of forgot. Like I know the Trinity is something that confused everybody. Like, nobody really knew, so they were just like, we're just going to pay attention to God and Jesus, okay? We're going to just ignore this little Holy Spirit thing you keep throwing at us. It's like the accept terms and conditions is the Holy Ghost. And we're just like, yeah,
click,
we get
subscribe,
it.
Subscribe, okay.
Yeah, we're in, but we're only going to pay attention to this. That's all it is.
Wow. Mm. I've gotten to the point now, it's only making me think of it because of like crazy religion stuff. I thought it would be years of me being out of high school until like people started getting married and having kids. And I'm realizing there's like 5 different people that have kids and are married. Like one of my childhood best friends, he became Mormon for a girl. I love him to pieces. Didn't agree with the decision, but it's fine. Who am I to judge?
But my friend's wife converted to Judaism for him.
But I don't know if I'd do that. I don't think I could do that for someone. Like, I could, but I'd be, like, winking and saying, okay.
Yeah it's kind of like George Costanza. Like, he like, switched religions. He's like, what do I care? Switch religions for this girl, and then she didn't want him after he converted.
That's what, as soon as, like, he and that girl broke up, are like, so, are you still Mormon? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
That girl has a baby now, and she's married.
Ooh.
Did you ever have a crush on any of your teachers?
Yeah, there was one, but I forget her name. I think it was, it wasn't, I think it's Miss Brown. Mm. She's like 23 years old.
Miss Brown. Oh, hey, Miss Brown.
Yeah, no. I think it was Miss Brown. I can't really remember. I know there's Miss Shuford in, I think it was 7th or 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everybody had a crush on her, and I would lend her my Star Wars books because she liked reading them.
Aww.
And she had, like, a ankle tattoo of a butterfly.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah, she's kind of trashy. I kind of dig it.
I'm here for it. Because when you're a kid, I remember the first time I saw a thong sticking out of someone's pants, and I was like, like, what? Or begging my mom to take me to Victoria's Secret. Like, I just watched Big Mouth for the first time, and there's this episode about, like, the girl, and she makes her mom go buy her this, like, red bra, and that was the most relatable shit I've ever seen in my life. That's one of those stupid things I believed. I used to buy my bras a size bigger because I thought boobs were like fish, and if you put them in a bigger tank, they would grow. I actually believe that. Honestly, part of me still believes it, but what I realized is...
Shut up. If your boob... No, say that again.
Okay. I believed that boobs were like fish, and that if you bought a bigger bra, just like if you bought a bigger fish tank... your boobs would grow to fit the bra, just like a fish would grow to fit the tank. And every year it worked, and I honestly believed
every year it worked.
But I was just eating. I was getting fatter. Like, my boobs weren't growing. I was just eating more Del Taco.
That's funny. Your stomach's also very big, and you're just like, these boobs keep coming in.
I didn't care. I was like, well, I have tits, so fight me.
That's
all I wanted. I used to pray at night.
For tits?
Yes. Oh, my God. I remember I would pray for dumb stuff. I'd be like, please protect my family. Please protect everyone in my neighborhood. Also, can you make my boobs bigger? Because Jenny's boobs are bigger, and I really want, it was weird.
It was like God was like your little plastic surgeon.
Yeah, and he's never let me down. I still believe that a little bit. Like, he's never let me down. I look at myself in the mirror sometimes now, and I'm like, oh, my God, Darby. Like... You're like, think and it shall happen. Like, there's no reason I should have a jaw. Like, I take that back. That's an exaggeration. I do not have a jawline, but I never thought my jaw would look like this. Yeah. But I thought it could happen, and now it has.
Also, you have a jaw? Were you a mouth breather?
I am a mouth breather.
Oh, so that's probably why you're right. I saw a video on mouth breathers and how it affects the way your face looks.
Wait.
Yeah, watch that today.
Stop. Mm-hmm. What?
So this is like when you're a kid, if you're a mouth breather.
I was. I never slept. Okay. I got my nose broken twice. I just only broke. Like,
I don't know if this is true. This was just a YouTube video.
Then it's definitely true. Okay.
But it said like your jaw, like your chin and stuff would recess so it wouldn't be as angular. It won't poke out. Yeah, I had to look myself in the mirror. I'd be like, was I? I don't know. I think me and you were on the cusp.
Oh, my God.
I think we're on the cusp. But...
Jeez.
Yeah, it affects your jawline and everything.
Thank God it didn't affect mine too bad then. Because
I
was also the kid, I had to have braces by the time I was in the first grade because my teeth were that bad. That's another thing I did. I used to love pulling out my teeth. I thought it was fun. So by the fourth grade, like, and I didn't wait for them to get wiggly. I would just think of creative ways to, like, get them out. I remember once I had my sister tie my tooth to a door, and she just kept slamming it, and it wasn't coming out because it wasn't wiggly.
Yeah, it wasn't wiggly. That's how you know it's ready. It's wiggly.
I just thought it was like, all right, I need money. Let's go.
I have nightmares about that now. Like, I'll just, like, I feel like I'm laying down in bed and I'm just, like, taking my tongue to my tooth and it's just loose all of a sudden and it drives me insane.
My biggest fear is that I'm going to bald. I already feel like I'm balding. And
well, it's probably because you dye your hair, don't you?
I bleach the shit out of it.
Yeah, and you should probably stop that. I know that's not good for it.
But look how good it looks. Like.
It does look good. Okay. It's very, very good.
On a good day, I look like... a Marilyn Monroe girl wannabe. On a bad day, I look like a homeless soccer mom from Florida.
I sent you a picture of Marilyn Monroe where she looked exactly...
She's in the pool! Yeah! She looked that's exactly like the worst picture of her, and she looked just like me.
Yeah. I was going through, and I follow some Instagram account called, like, History Photos or something.
Lost History.
Yeah, something like that.
Good account.
Yeah, and it had that, and I just sent it to you. Because I was like, this
looks identical. I remember seeing the picture the morning you sent it
to
me. And then... I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it looked exactly like you. It was crazy.
You hear that, everyone?
The worst picture of Marilyn Monroe.
Is me on my best day.
It was like a very good day for you.
It was a really good day. Do you have those days in your head? I can literally recount probably 5 days. They weren't important days, but I felt like I looked awesome.
I've never had one day. Not one day have I
And, like,
had.
In my mind, that's my mile marker until the next day happens, and they happen very far in between. I had that day yesterday. It happened.
Oh, did it?
It was one of them. I looked at myself, and I was like, oh. Like, you get excited and then sad because you're like, I'm not going to look this good for a long time. But also, you're like, well, shit, we got tonight. Let's live it up.
I can't wait until you just start to age horribly.
Stop! Have you seen pictures of Bridget Bardot?
No, I haven't.
Okay, hold on.
You think that's what you're going to look like?
Dear God, I hope not. She was easily one of the most beautiful women ever. And now she kind of... This is so
mean.
Did
she get plastic surgery? I feel like that's what happens.
She looks like a frog.
A frog?
No, you're going to see exactly what I mean. If you're listening, you should Google it just so you know what's coming. Life is mean. None of us are going to look good.
Wow.
We could be a Debbie
Downer. This turned into us just being mean girls all of a sudden. Oh, my God.
I told you. Tell me she doesn't look like a toad that could be a person. And at night, she becomes a toad.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
You know what? I actually do know what I might look like when I'm old one day. I did this show called The Event. Yeah, no, dude. That's what's coming.
Yeah,
that's what's coming.
I can see that. You might be a little balder, though.
I did this show called The Event that was on NBC for a while, and basically I was this, like, subject they were doing experiments on, and they were making my face look super old, but I had the body of, like, a young girl.
Yeah.
So they did prosthetics, and they're like, so we're going to age you with our technology, and this is what you'll probably look like someday. I cried. My mom will still bring that up, because, like, I looked like, I've got an older half-sister, and it looked like her, but old. I look like a witch. Like, you know the witch in Snow White? That's what I'm going to look like.
Oh, that's hilarious.
My nose is going to be huge. Because your nose and your ear never stops growing.
Yeah, but they don't grow, like, that much. Like, if you have big ears and a big nose when you're older, you either lived a long time or you had a big ears and big nose to start out with.
I'm just really scared that I'm going to be bald and look like that prosthetic and that no
one's... And I don't know if that's true. Is it, like, your nose and
the
ears?
The fact that it looked so much like my older sister made me think that it could be true.
Oh.
And that's why I cried. Because in my head, I was like, it's fine. Whatever happens, it'll be fine. And then I saw myself, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, I need to get married so young and nail that shit down. Because one day, someone's going to wake up and wonder who they're laying next to. That's not true. I joke. Haha. These are jokes.
You know who you look like to me? Little Esther. She's a comedian. I'll pull her up.
You know what I get told? Not to toot my own horn. I always get told Charlize Theron when I have my makeup on. When my hair is slicked back and, like, wavy like this. Shut up. That's what people have told me. That's what people have told me. I've never said that about myself.
Yeah. Esther Pavinsky. You have the same face shape as her. She might have, she looks like you.
I could see it. She could be my cooler older sister.
Yeah, you could definitely. Oh,
if we went to high school together, all the boys would have liked her, and I would have been, like, just there because she'd be nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, she has very tiny hands. You don't have as tiny hands as her.
I've got pretty long. I've got long, skinny fingers and long, skinny toes.
Oh,
I have finger toes.
Oh,
and
my God.
In between this toe, I could fit a whole other toe.
Dude, those are the grossest alien feet I've ever seen. What?
What if I'm just a part of evolution? I can pick shit up with my feet. I can use my feet for stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Those are fingers, dude. Those are hands on the bottom of your foot. How is your middle toe so much longer than the rest of your toes?
I don't know.
I think your ears, your nose, and your middle toe will keep growing.
Just those things. My grandpa's the most... I don't know why I'm telling you about my grandpa's feet, but his feet are fucked up. I love that man to death, but his middle toe and the second toe overlap each other.
Oh, God. You really look like he's crossing his toes all the time. You really do look like you're missing a toe in between. You don't have enough fat on your toes.
No.
For it to, like, do you any good.
Even at my, like, largest, like.
That toenail looks like my thumbnail.
No, for sure. But at least I like my fingers. I've got nice hands.
I got nice hands. Look at that.
Yeah, you got like. You know who has my favorite hands, though?
Who?
Bailey.
She has Cheeto fingers.
Bailey has my favorite hands, and the way Bailey holds cups. She holds them like a cute baby squirrel, and it's the cutest thing in the world. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing.
I say she has Cheeto fingers because they always look like they have Cheeto dust or they have had Cheeto dust on them.
I've never noticed this.
Yeah, look at them. She has Cheeto toes, too. It looks like she dips her feet in them.
No way.
Just look at them.
I will.
I don't know. For some reason, they look like some, like, little kids' hands that are, like, just into Cheetos. I think about it all the time. And I get her Cheetos. We ate beach Cheetos the other day.
I'm very sorry for interrupting the Cheetos story.
No, there's no.
I thought of, like, a lie I told as a kid that's a terrible lie. It's it's Cheetos that made me think of it. That
okay,
was it.
Go ahead.
Okay. My childhood house, there was this girl that lived next to us. Like, my best friends used to live there. Then they moved out. And then this girl named Jordan moved in. And she, I think, was 2 or 3 years older. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to play with her. And I went over. I asked her to play. And she told me no. So my response to that was I went to her front yard and I pooped.
You pooped?
I pooped in her front yard and then went inside and bought a big family size. I got a big family size thing of Doritos and I sat on my front porch mm-hmm. eating these Doritos, waiting for them to come outside to see my poop. Because I think it was just like not even in the yard. Like we're talking driveway status.
Oh, okay.
And then she walks out and she asks if she can have some Doritos. And I didn't say no, bitch, but like I was like, no. In my head, I was like, no, bitch. And then my mom asked me if I did it.
Did you shit in the driveway?
Yeah. She's like, did you do this? And I was like, no. No. Why? Yet again, why would you even ask me that? That was
always
my go-to. Why would you even ask
me
that?
She's like, well, I sat in the living room and watched you do it.
That's a lie I told as a kid.
I had a little nephew, and he was like quite a bit younger than me. I think maybe like 5 or 6 years. And I had to take him trick-or-treating one year. And he wanted to, like, TP people's houses and stuff like that.
You want
to
get in
like,
trouble.
Yeah, you want to get in trouble. I was like, all right, well, let's, like, let's burn some shit on people's porches or whatever.
Did you do the bag thing?
Yeah, so I went and got some brown paper bags. And then he was scared to do it at anybody else's house but his own.
Oh, my God. Wait.
So,
stop.
Yeah.
He took a shit into a bag and lit it on fire on his own.
Hold on. He was scared to do it. So I was like, all right, well, let's just do it at your house or whatever. He's like, okay. He's like, and so he starts trying to shit in his front yard into a brown paper bag. And I'm dying laughing. And then I just hear a huge turd hit the bag.
And you know the sound. It never leaves you.
It never leaves.
Never leaves you.
It's there forever. It makes me laugh every time. And then he went up there. and like tried to light it. He couldn't light it. And then like I went up there and lit it for it. And then we ran back to the edge of the yard.
To watch it burn in front of his own house.
Yeah. And then, like, nobody came out. So it was very anticlimactic. But then I was like, he just shit in his front yard. It was insane.
I was in Chicago last month. Mm-hmm. And I was staying with these really cool people. And they, like, made me keys so I could come and go as I pleased. And I was coming back from, like, working. I had, like, a 2-hour break or something.
Yeah.
And was locked out. And I needed to poop. I needed to. And my key's not working. I call them. I'm like, can one of you please come home, like, right now? Mm. Because I'm in, like, a neighborhood. There's no stores. There's no nothing. And I had an unfinished bag of Skinny Pop in my purse.
Yeah.
And so in their hallway, in their apartment building hallway, I shit in a Skinny Pop bag.
You shit a popcorn bag.
Yes. And then I was like, oh, God, what do I do with the bag?
You are so whole. That is
I didn't have a
homeless.
Trash can, so I had to walk the bag down the street, and I just left it on someone's yard, hoping to think it was like... And, like, what? I couldn't wipe it. Like, I finally come back, and the girl, like, lets me in, and, like, I just have this, like, stone-cold face. And she asked me, like, are you okay? And I was like, I just shit into a bag of popcorn.
Was there popcorn in it?
A little bit left. I was planning on finishing it later. That's why I had it in my purse.
You didn't import it out.
I didn't have a trash can. I was in the middle of their hallway in their apartment building. If someone would have walked out, do you know how embarrassing that would have been for the both of us?
Dude, more reason not to shit in a popcorn. You couldn't have like gone somewhere else?
Where was I going to shit? Was I going to go to the alley and take a shit in the alley?
No, you could have went to a store.
There were not stores for blocks. I needed to go right then. The sad thing is,
we got to end, but you're welcome to come back because we've already talked 4 hours before this. So.
Solid. So, yeah. Solid. We'll do this again.
Yeah, I'm sure. Maybe. All right. Bye.